remember a favorite teacher? Or do you want to pat teachers in general on the back? Well, we would love to hear from you this hour. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday, October the 17th. I think everyone probably remembers a favorite teacher or someone who really made a difference, maybe even in one of your kids' lives. We will pay a tribute to teachers this hour. Our guest is a teacher himself, through his books and through his other activities, and he is your favorite language expert. Richard Lederer is with us to talk about his new book, A Tribute to Teachers: Wit and Wisdom, Information and Inspiration About Those Who Change Our Lives. And we will welcome your tribute to teachers during this hour. Call in and tell us about your favorite teacher. 1-800-642-1234 is our call-in number, or email us, talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we will also encourage your pledges of support on this, the last day of our Half the Time Pledge Drive. This is it for the Joy Cardine Show. This is the last hour of this risky experiment to try to raise all of the money that we typically do in a full-sized fall pledge drive. Typically, we are asking for your support for 12 days. This time, only six. We cut the drive in half, which though meant we needed to hear from twice as many of you practically during the short time. We are did amazingly well so far, but still, we have a long ways to go, and we have a goal of 100 pledges during this last hour of the last day of the drive for me. You can make a pledge of any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And for your pledge of $100, you can pick up a copy of Richard's brand new book, A Tribute to Teachers. What a nice gift to give to a teacher in your life. That's for a pledge of $100. You can get our thank you gift during this hour, A Tribute to Teachers by Richard Lederer, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I hope that we can really end with a bang during this last hour of the Half the Day Pledge Drive for this show, anyway. Let me welcome our guest. What am I doing? Richard Lederer is author of more than 35 books about language, history, and humor, including his best-selling Anguished English series, The Gift of Age, and his brand new A Tribute to Teachers. He is co-founding host of Away with Words, which you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio on Sunday mornings from 9 until 10. And Richard joins us by telephone. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. Was just at my brother's 90th birthday Saturday night. Had come in from Southeast TESOL, Teachers of English to Speakers of Other Languages, and flew up to Philadelphia without a plane because I knew I'd be on the oldest continuous radio station in the world, Wisconsin Public Radio. We'll be in Madison 2 weeks from now for my daughter's engagement party. She's marrying a man from Madison, and you know, Joy, I really hope, to misquote T.S. Eliot, that we do end with a bang and not a whimper. I was so pleased last year at this time when we offered The Gift of Age and actually did very well with that.
Yes, we did. And what a wonderful, we've got so much wonderful news in your life, Richard. Congratulations with your daughter's engagement and happy birthday to your brother, 90 years old. That's pretty good.
Life is amazing. And I will tell you this, I think A Tribute to Teachers, not that I count, is around my 35th of 36 books. I'm the father of a bouncing baby book. And, Joy, you'll notice the recent books have not been specifically about language. You know, The Gift of Age, and then we offered Doggies and Kitties, I think the year before that, and Presidents before that, and next out is coming an American history book. And when it's not just a different topic, Joy, but you become a different human being. You have to be that human being a different one for each book to tell the story. So I am thrilled. I have, if I may rattle on a bit, I have great confidence in our listeners that the goal will be met. And what I want to say about A Tribute to Teachers, and I know, Joy, I sent you a copy a little bit back. The official pub was October 1st, so it's only 2 weeks old, my bouncing baby book. What I am hoping, and especially in a state with a very interesting educational atmosphere such as yours, that folks will think about this, A Tribute to Teachers, brand new, for perhaps their child's teacher, perhaps a teacher friend. But the book in the edition, the current one, teachers have never needed a book like this more than right now. I truly believe that. That was from Language Magazine. And folks, if you can think about getting this book, supporting Wisconsin Public Radio for your teachers, I will just be delighted.
And you can make a pledge that will help Wisconsin Public Radio pay for the programming that you rely on every day. A pledge of any amount helps that. It will help us reach this goal of 100 pledges during this hour. And it also will entitle you to this wonderful thank you gift to you that you can share perhaps with a teacher as a thank you gift for a teacher. The book is A Tribute to Teachers, Wit and Wisdom, Information and Inspiration about Those Who Change Our Lives. Make that pledge of any amount or $100 if you would like the book, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552, or pledge online at WPR.org, and we will send you, for that $100 pledge, Richard Lederer's brand new book, A Tribute to Teachers. And Richard, why did you decide to put together some wit and wisdom and information and inspiration about teachers in this book?
Absolutely my pleasure. I have to add one thing to your lovely description. You know, Joy, how defacing I am. Mm-hmm. The books will be signed, each book. I just want folks to know that. And I think the best way that I can answer the question is just the first two paragraphs from the introduction. So quickly, during the presidency of Dwight David Eisenhower, James Michener, author of Hawaii, The Source, and other mega sellers, was invited to a celebrity dinner at the White House. In a letter, Michener declined to attend, and he wrote, and I'm quoting, "Dear Mr. President, I received your invitation 3 days after I had agreed to speak a few words at a dinner honoring the wonderful high school teacher who taught me how to write. I know you will not miss me at your dinner, but she might at hers." A week later, Michener received a handwritten reply from the understanding Ike. Quote, "In his lifetime, a man lives under 15 or 16 presidents, but a really fine teacher comes into his life but rarely. Go and speak at your teacher's dinner." I felt, particularly at this time, and having been a teacher myself for almost 3 decades, Joy, that it was time to honor teachers, not just during Teacher Appreciation Week in May, but every week should be Teacher Appreciation Week for the most rewarding, unrewarded, at least financially, profession around. And I wanted to write a book that, and I think folks out there know the kinds of books that I write. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll learn about the great teachers of the past, from Confucius to Maria Montessori to Jaime Escalante to Booker T. Washington, W.E.B. Du Bois, and so on. And I felt this was the time the teachers needed this and the rest of us, and I just loved writing it. I hope you felt the joy in the pages of the book.
Oh, I did, and it made me think of some of my favorite teachers and teachers that really did, I think, make a huge difference in in my life and the direction I chose to go in my life, including my third grade teacher, Miss Herb at Richmond Elementary School in Appleton, Wisconsin, was inspiring in many different ways. But one of the things she did is she convinced me to put on a play for the whole school. I mean, and I was Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz, Richard. And she heard that we were in my neighborhood, we were practicing this play. She just kind of heard it through the grapevine, and she got it together, and we put on the play for the whole school. I can't believe that that she encouraged me to do such a thing, and I'm sure it was awful, but we had a great time, and I will never forget Miss Herb for her encouragement and her inspiration.
And it could be that you are at this microphone right now because that happened. In my case, it was my college professors. I entered Haverford College as a pre-med and a chemistry major, and I was blown over by the literature I was studying. I found I was reading the chemistry books for their literary value. I knew something was wrong, so I switched over. And here we both are, otherwise perhaps wasting our sweetness on the desert air because of teachers.
Yeah. Well, if you have a teacher that made a difference in your life, or maybe it's your child's teacher today, we hope that you will join us during this program as we pay a tribute to teachers. And we also hope that you will pledge your support to Wisconsin Public Radio for the all of the educational programs that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. This endeavor costs money, and listener support makes up one-third of our budget. So please do contribute what you can to pay for this service. Contribute $100 if you would like this book as your thank you gift. It's a thank you to teachers. It's called A Tribute to Teachers, Wit and Wisdom, Information and Inspiration About Those Who Change Our Lives. $100 and ask for the book. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And Richard Lederer, your favorite language expert, will be happy to autograph, to sign each copy of the book. We have a goal of 100 pledges during this hour. This is the last day of our Half the Time pledge drive. No tomorrow in the pledge drive. This is it. So if you've been putting it off, why don't you do that pledge now? WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Richard, we have, we're off to a good start. We have 11 pledges in toward that 100 pledge goal.
Absolutely. We want to keep this longest continuous radio station going. And I just want folks out there to know you're going to get about 44 takes on teachers. Great teachers of the past, historically, I think an especially moving passage on Annie Sullivan, who was Helen Keller's teacher. You're going to get a chapter called Why Teachers Matter, and it's going to show you, just for example, the education of women is the major determinant in reducing internationally child mortality, and you will see that discussed. The relationship between education and mental health, the relationship between education and your lifetime salary, on and on, a lot of very funny chapters. I think most folks know me for my bloopers in some way. They are going to be throughout. This is not just for English teachers, math teachers, history teachers. They're all in there. A big, great hymn of praise to public education. I adored writing it. As always, I learned a lot. They will be signed, and I will do anything to get these into the hands of teachers or to folks that have that memory of the great teacher in their lives. You know, on Away with Words, we have always wanted to be perhaps the English teacher you never had, or more hopefully, the English teacher or you had and you adored, and we want to remind you of her or him.
We are talking with Richard Lederer. He is best-selling author. He was a teacher. He was a co-host of and a founding co-host of Away with Words, which you still hear on Wisconsin Public Radio on Sunday mornings. He is the author of more than 35 books about language, about history, about humor. And his newest book is A Tribute to Teachers, Wit and Wisdom, Information and Inspiration About Those Who Change Our Lives. And we are talking about teachers this hour, and we hope you will pay a tribute to a teacher this hour. WPR.org is our online way to pledge, or 888-202-2552. Call in your pledge now and pledge $100 and ask for a tribute to teachers as your thank you gift. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Richard Lederer, who is the author of A Tribute to Teachers, Wit and Wisdom, Information and Inspiration About Those Who Change Our Lives. This is our thank you gift this hour. This is the last hour of the last day of our Half the Time Pledge Drive for the Joy Cardine Show, anyway. And for your pledge of $100, we will send you this thank you gift, A Tribute to Teachers, WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552. Make that pledge to support this program and all of what you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. We are 20 pledges into a 100 pledge goal for this hour. So don't let us fall behind. Don't put off that pledge. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Richard, lots of callers, so we'll talk about the book as we go along here, and Rebecca in Dundee joins us. Hello, Rebecca. Do you have a teacher you would like to pay tribute to?
Oh, I do. The problem is I don't remember the names anymore. I had no idea how much they were going to affect my life when I had them. But my teacher, 1986, Shakespeare teacher, Case High School, Racine, Wisconsin. Changed my life, changed the way I looked at literature, taught me how to love Shakespeare. And wow. Once you understand Shakespeare, you understand all literature. It really increased my love for literature in general, and now I am a voracious reader.
Very, very good. Richard, you would agree, I would suspect.
Joy, I am sitting here in Philadelphia after my brother's birthday wearing a picture of Shakespeare on my T-shirt, not that you can see that word, and it is the for the San Diego Student Shakespeare Society. I emcee each year around the Bard's birthday, three stages. We go 2 hours, and we have four performances, every 15 minutes, four per hour times two times three. Absolutely. And, our caller used the word affect. One of the, I would say, more than 100 quotations in the book is Henry Adams, the descendant of two presidents, wrote, "A teacher affects eternity. No one knows where his influence stops," and I would certainly add, or her influence. And this is an example. This woman, loving Shakespeare, changes her whole view. And, of course, when you read Shakespeare, you witness the birth of the English language. This is the kind of thing that is in the book, and I so much want to share with our lovely listeners.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Rebecca, for getting us started with your tribute. We will go to Gloria in Duluth, Minnesota next. Hello, Gloria.
Hi. Thank you so much for this program. I just wanted to recognize a teacher that I have in my Tai Chi program that I belong to. She had a shirt on that was written in Greek, and I said I'd love to have that shirt to give to my Greek friend. And it was in Shakespeare. It's all Greek to me.
Yes, from Julius Caesar. Yes.
Very good. I love it that it's Gloria wants to pay tribute to her Tai Chi teacher.
Yes.
Yeah, so you don't...
They're all teachers.
That's
absolutely
right. Gloria, thank you so much for the call. We are welcoming your calls with your tribute to a favorite teacher or a teacher that made a difference somehow in your life, as we are paying tribute to teachers with Richard Lederer, who pays tribute to teachers in his latest book. Brand new book, hot off the press. He will sign it if you pledge $100 and would like this as your thank you gift during this hour. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge of any amount to help support this service, to help pay for this service. And pick up this book as a thank you gift for that $100 pledge and get it into the hands of a teacher. Say thanks to a teacher with it. Get it yourself if you're a teacher. Get it for your child's teacher or a teacher friend, whatever the case may be. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And we have 36 pledges now toward our 100 pledge goal. So thank you if you've pledged already, but if you haven't, you still have time, and you still have time to pick up a copy of this book, which Richard talks about how teachers make a difference and why teachers matter. And you also have some funny stuff in here. It wouldn't be one of your books without some funny stuff in here. I mean, bloopers, like kids say the darndest things or teachers say, what could give us an example of some of the fun that you have in here?
Well, a lot of fun. I've got to have you heard about a bunch of teachers and have you heard about the cross-eyed teacher? She couldn't control her pupils.
Uh-oh.
Have you heard about the math teacher? She went on a diet. First she gave up pie and then she decided to try no meals.
Wait a minute.
She first gave up pie, and then when that didn't work, she decided to try no meals.
Okay, all right.
Good. With me. By the way, I have to, you know, you said brand new and hot off the press. Two metaphors, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new comes from the branding of cattle. So just as the little calf comes hot and steaming into the world, that's what this book is. It was officially out just a couple of weeks ago. And then hot off the press is from the old hot lead. And even though we don't do it, you know, it isn't hot anymore. It's cold from the computer, so to speak. We still do that. We also have famous teacher reports. So everything from, you know, we're concerned about the Hulk in the class, the students, his classmates tease him for his green complexion and his ill-fitting clothes. We recommend an anger management class for him. So typically, you know, the Horatian Dulce et Utile, sweet and instructive. About half the book is funny, half the book is quite serious, and they just move back and forth seamlessly. Some of the chapters, it ends with a teacher's legacy. I talk about a remarkable school in Milwaukee for African-American youngsters. I have a lot of the history bloopers, the private lives of real teachers, particularly elementary school teachers in the class, famous excuse notes, you could imagine those, and so on.
Yeah, you know, Richard, I know you live in San Diego or the San Diego area, but you do have keep in touch with what's going on here in Wisconsin, and you visit. And you touched on it. This has been a tough year for teachers, not only in Wisconsin, but in other states around the country. And I'm wondering if you have any thoughts, while you don't go into, you know, great political debate in the book, if you have any thoughts on how it seems we're taking out budget troubles on teachers these days, maybe more so in the past.
Well, I always have a comment on everything. Mm-hmm. You know that, Joy. You know, recessions, and by the way, recession is a euphemism for depression, which itself was a euphemism for panic. When you read about the late 19th century down spikes, they were called panics. So depression came in as a euphemism for that, and it may be that recession is for that. Recessions batter many of the good things in life. And you know, we know that education is an investment for the future. And we know that bumping up class sizes diminishes education and diminishes our investment for the future. And just very quickly, in Chapter 3, one of the charts I have, the average high school dropout, if he or she is not in prison, and a vast majority of the prison population they don't get past 10th grade, and they have great trouble reading. Fourth grade is the watershed grade. The average high school dropout will make $1 million over the lifetime. High school graduates, $1.2 million. Bachelor degree holders, $2.1 million. Master's degree holders, $2.5 million. PhD, $3.4 million. And professional degree holders, $4.4 million. Meaning there really is a strong correlation. And mainly, education, it makes you a fuller human being. It connects you with the past, with other people and other ideas. And to diminish that, in my view, is a terrible blow to the future. We're really mortgaging our future. So that is how I feel, and that is in part why I wrote the book. And interestingly, during a recession, those figures are exacerbated. The unemployment really hits the kids that don't get through high school the most. And it doesn't that much affect the professional degree holders, and I talk about that in the book. So I am just so pleased that we're getting the calls. Again, hey, I'll just do this pitch. This would be a great gift for your child's teacher, and I'm not promising that it will affect your child's grade, but that teacher will feel very good about your child. I can guarantee that.
We are talking with Richard Lederer, who is the author of many, many books, and his latest is A Tribute to Teachers, Wit and Wisdom, Information and Inspiration About Those Who Change Our Lives. And we're welcoming your tribute to a teacher or your thought about teachers during this hour at 1-800-642-1234. That's our call-in number if you'd like to join on air. And Sujan in Madison is with us. Good morning.
Hi, Joy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Joy. I just wanted to start by saying that I'm a new listener to your show because I just moved to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And
welcome.
It's a wonderful, wonderful show. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, and I actually wanted to bring in a story from a different country. I'm from India. And in India, teachers are very well, highly regarded and respected. And actually, every year, we have a specific holiday just for teachers, 5th September, on which we celebrate the life of one of the most prominent literary authors in India. And on that particular day, in a school, the teachers do come to the school, but they don't teach. Instead of that, the seniors, they actually dress up as teachers and go teach the lower classes. So, and I did that too when I was in high school, and it was the most wonderful experience because that particular day our teachers became our friends in a sort of way, and it actually also allowed me to experience what would it be if I were to become a teacher someday. But
oh, wow.
I just wanted, yeah.
And, that's a great idea. Did you happen to become a teacher?
I actually just got my PhD in chemistry, and I do intend to teach. I love teaching, and I hope to have a position at some university where I can teach as well as do research. So that certainly affected my future. Just to play that role that one particular day as a teacher, I mostly enjoyed it. And I just wanted to bring in that story into the program.
I'm so happy you did, Sujan. Thank you so much for calling. Isn't that great, Richard?
It sure is, and it's that mixed feeling, you know, Joy, because I'm saying here, dang, I wish I'd have heard that story while I was writing the book. It would have been in a heartbeat, but I didn't know that at the time. Of course, that's what I love about my life, the continuing education and learning. And, you know, when I return later today to San Diego tomorrow, I teach two senior education classes. We're just huge on that in San Diego, 55 and above. I have a morning one and an evening one. And
what are you teaching, Richard?
Well, I am teaching one group is called OASIS, Older Active Senior Information System, and they have courses and they pay a very small fee. This one happens to be on the third floor of Macy's. And then another one is part of Senior Ed in Belmont Village, which is one of our retirement communities. So people say, gee, do you miss teaching? And I say, are you kidding? I haven't stopped. It's just kind of broader and more peripatetic. But I will always be a teacher. I officially was one for 28 years, certainly a lot through public radio. And I do have to say, you know, in terms of my own teachership, to hear the fabulous job that Martha and Grant are doing Sunday morning, and of course I think we've been on at least a decade now, I mean the show, but the teacherly heart in me, you know, beats powerfully to know that my legacy is ensured through them and that the show continues, and thank you so much for that in Wisconsin. And
yeah.
It's the book ends with a teacher's legacy and how teachers pass things on to other teachers and all of that.
Well, Richard, we certainly love your work here in Wisconsin, and I still catch Away with Words on Sunday mornings whenever I can, and I learn something new every single time I tune in. And that's we're a community of lifelong learners here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Our learning doesn't stop when the classroom bell rings. We continue to learn, and I think you would brag about public radio and Wisconsin Public Radio as a source of lifelong learning, wouldn't you, Richard?
I sure would, and let me tell you, don't you think I learned from the show? I have never missed a syllable, although unlike Joy Cardan, I podcast, and so I make sure I never miss it, so I'm sitting writing books at my computer and listening to Grant and Martha, but at any rate, absolutely. You know, educated people, one of the great qualities is that education is a lifelong adventure. And we get less and less education in our society through the media. But one thing about Wisconsin Public Radio, it has cleaved to that vision. And that's why I think this is such a perfect book for your listeners. And even to belabor the obvious, Joy, all I can say is we know the holidays are coming up, and I know you're a very green station, and I really hope folks out there, rather than burning up the fossil fuels of our planet, will simply find that this book will reach them well before Hanukkah or Christmas, which are very close together this year. And I would say even if one isn't a teacher, I think one will enjoy a tribute to teachers.
Oh, absolutely. We are talking with Richard Lederer about his book, A Tribute to Teachers, Wit and Wisdom, Information and Inspiration About Those Who Change Our Lives. And we are hoping that you will make your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio this hour. This is the last hour of the pledge drive for this show, and we are offering for a $100 pledge this hour a thank you gift, A Tribute to Teachers. So go to WPR.org and make your pledge online or call 888-202-2552 and make your pledge of any amount. Make it $100 or more if you would like a copy of A Tribute to Teachers by Richard Lederer, and Richard will sign it as well. It's something that you can keep for yourself or give to a favorite teacher or a teacher. Just about halfway to our 100 pledge goal, 49 pledges, 51 to go, and only 20 minutes. So 20 minutes to go in the hour. So don't put it off any longer. If you're thinking of making a pledge during this drive, you're listening now, you want to pay a tribute to teachers and would like a copy of the book, make the pledge of $100 or more now to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, and thank you to Linda from Bangor, who pledged for all the wonderful teachers in her family and others that she knows. So thank you, Linda, for that pledge during this hour. Looking for 50 more to make our goal of 100 pledges on this last day of our Half the Time pledge drive. For a pledge of $100 during this hour, we will send you, if you would like it, A Tribute to Teachers, the latest book from our guest, Richard Lederer. So that number to pledge is 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. And I need to get this update, overall update in, we have $827,000 raised at this moment toward a $1 million goal for this Half the Time pledge drive. At 7 o'clock tonight, the pledge drive is over. It's almost over, folks. Hoping to have $1 million raised by 7 o'clock tonight. That means that we have, you do the math, another $150,000 to go or so, or maybe a little bit more than that. I didn't do very well in math, Richard, but I'm trying. Anyway, so make your pledge to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and help make this Half the Time pledge drive a success with your pledge and with your support. Back to the phones and to Doug and Bloomer we go next. Hello, Doug.
Good morning, Joy and Mr. Letter.
Hi.
I'm calling to pay tribute to, first, the high school principal where I graduated from, Mr. Scogan, mm-hmm. and my history and social science teacher, Snuffy Smith.
Snuffy.
Yeah, that was his nickname, and basically, you know, he didn't care if we all called him that. He was just down-to-earth teacher, and he was also our basketball coach.
Very nice. And why did he make such a difference, or why did those teachers make such a difference to you, Doug?
Well, basically, the role models and what they taught, not just in their classroom, in the required requirements, but about life in general and how to behave. And in doing so, their examples have made me a better person.
Thank you so much, Doug.
I hear that, yes. And in other words, not, you know, one of the quotes in the book, I forget the author, is education is what is left over after the facts are forgotten. And in many ways, it is that residue beyond the actual facts, the Columbus, this date, and the Constitution, that date, and so on. It's the behavior and the people you see who give their time in the classroom. And obviously, Doug has really been affected by it. Just a quick question, Joy, in my infinite naivete. Is a tribute to teachers also listed online for the station, or it's really only just this hour?
It's listed online as well, so you can go to WPR.org, and it's listed among the thank you gifts that are offered for a pledge. People might have picked up a copy of the book prior to this hour, Richard, yeah, and they can after. But we would like, if you are listening now and are a teacher appreciator or a teacher yourself or particularly interested in this topic, to make your pledge now to pick up a copy of the book as your thank you gift for a pledge of $100 while you are hearing me now ask for your support during this Half the Time pledge drive. This was an experiment, Richard, that we decided to see if we could raise all the pledges that we typically raise in a full 12-day pledge drive in only 6 days. So we cut the pledge drive in half, and we are upping the hourly goals in order to raise the same amount in listener support that we would in a longer pledge drive in a shorter. And this is the last day of the pledge drive, and this is the last hour of the Joy Cardine Show, at least for the pledge drive. And we hope that you will get that pledge in now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. The pledge to get Richard's book is $100 or more. It is a tribute to teachers, and Richard will sign it as well. And you can keep it or give it away as a gift. Next caller is Lisa in Watertown. Hello, Lisa.
Hi. I just want to take the opportunity to thank librarians as teachers.
Well, I think that's fair, don't you, Richard?
Oh, they're in there, trust me.
Definitely. I grew up in a small farming community in Minnesota of a couple hundred people, and the public school librarian and the public library librarians just opened the world to me with the books and instilled a love of books in me, which I have to this day, and I'm still a regular patron of my local public library.
absolutely, and as I'm going to paraphrase Victor Hugo, because I don't know it exactly, but libraries are torches that we living today light for generations yet unborn. You can imagine the effect that libraries had on me. I was from an immigrant family in inner city Philadelphia, but books allowed me to connect there. Books are very much like teachers. They speak in voices you haven't heard. They illuminate areas you never thought of. They take you beyond your own time and the frail confines of your own body. So I'm so pleased that you did that, and librarians are in the book, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you very much, Lisa. Way to go, librarians, too. Gene in Oshkosh is with us next. Hello, Gene.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
how appropriate for a gentleman with a vocation like this to have a name letterer.
Isn't that right?
That's called an acronym, yes.
And we miss you. Our girls grew up listening to your show on Sunday morning.
Yes.
I would like, much like the gentleman from Bloomer, I'd like to identify someone who made a tremendous impact on my life, and that was the principal of Hayes Avenue School on the south side of Milwaukee. I was in the Polish ghetto, and I'm going to pronounce his name the way it would be pronounced in Polish, Mr. Wyczynski. And we had a little ceremony graduating from eighth grade, and I walked up on stage, and he took me by the shoulders, turned me around to the audience, and said, "Now, this is Gene, and if we can get Gene to work, he has the intelligence to be a success." God bless him. I went to high school after that. My wealth position was a bus pass all the way through four years of all-boys high school. And I felt that I just wanted to mention Mr. Wyczynski.
Yeah, and it was just him saying that he believed in you and you could do it that...
How could I let these people down?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I especially appreciate that because I am Parabotsky on my mother's side, so I'm half German or Austrian and half Polish, so I listen to that with great interest.
Yeah. Gene, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you. If you've already pledged to Wisconsin Public Radio, you are supporting a service that you value with your financial contribution. There are 8 minutes left in this hour, and that's it for the Joy Cardine Show for this Half the Time Pledge Drive. 8 more minutes for you to get in your pledge to help us reach that goal of 100 pledges. And we need 34 more pledges to get to that goal. It can be done with your support. WPR.org is how you can pledge online. And you can check out this thank you gift, A Tribute to Teachers by Richard Lederer, which is yours for a $100 pledge or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. You can also call 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552, and make your pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio on this last day of the Half the Time Pledge Drive. Again, your thank you gift is this book, A Tribute to Teachers, Wit and Wisdom, Information and Inspiration About Those Who Change Our Lives by its author, Richard Lederer, your favorite language expert. Richard has written many, many books, more than 35 books about language and history and humor. You've heard him as a guest many times on Wisconsin Public Radio. He is founding co-host of Away with Words, which airs on Wisconsin Public Radio on Sunday mornings from 9 until 10. All right, so 32 more pledges to go. Here's an email from Bob in Waukesha. I've got two teachers to recognize. One is my fourth grade teacher, Mary Time, who is in the Beloit Turner School District. She commanded respect and taught long division despite being less than 5 feet tall. That's funny. All right. The other teacher I'd like to recognize is my mom, who taught English at Beloit Turner. Somehow she managed to teach her own son in class, which must have impacted me since I became a teacher and eventually taught my own daughter in U.S. history. Oh my goodness, a family of teachers with mom teaching son and now son teaching daughter. That's wonderful, Richard.
It is, and a little bit on that, one of the early quotations from a gentleman named Steve Lilly, teaching is the only profession where you can run into someone who is 45 years old, and they will call you by your name and tell you something you did many years ago that changed their life. And, of course, we've heard that this morning. This book is a dedication to them, to these combinations of coaches, artists, interior decorators, disciplinarians, traffic controllers, professionals, professions, and so on. And there it is. Again, I want to emphasize that folks out there, I know we're going to reach this million-dollar goal, but you don't want to count on it. You don't. It's not for somebody else. It's for you. You, the listener to Wisconsin Public Radio. Please don't put it off, because today is the last day. This is my, as you said, brand new book, Joy, signed book, a tribute to teachers. You will be among the first readers. It will be there in time for your late holiday giving, meaning Christmas or Hanukkah. And I would adore getting this book into your hands. And it's a book that teachers have never needed more than right now.
Yeah, just 30 pledges to go. You can continue to pledge throughout the news. Just 4 minutes to go in this hour. WPR.org to make your pledge, or 888-202-2552. $100 or more, and your thank you gift is, if you'd like it, a tribute to teachers, signed by its author, Richard Lederer. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. So, Richard, what did the math teacher say to the vampire?
I can't remember.
I know. It's,
go ahead.
Count Dracula, with a comma, of course. Count Dracula.
Count Dracula. Right.
Yes. You just an example of some of the wicked humor that you have in here, Richard.
Much of it. Yes, I would say hundreds of quickies, quick jokes, and so on, and certainly some serious material. You'll cry, you'll laugh, you'll learn, and trust me, in the hands of a teacher, that teacherly heart will melt.
Yeah. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio in the last 2 minutes of the Joy Cardine Show during this last day of our Half the Time Pledge Drive. So you wait until the last minute. We are there. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Richard, I wonder if you will send us off with a moving tribute to teachers and why a pledge of support is important to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, we have had great teachers throughout history. They really do change our lives. And it just takes one generation, without this being passed on, and we're back to square one. We need to keep doing this. And in this world today, education is more important than ever. And I hope everyone out there will be making a national a teacher appreciation day, at least, with the book, A Teacher Affects Eternity, No One Knows Where Their Influence Stops, and we heard it this morning.
Yeah, Richard, thank you so much for joining us. And again, happy birthday to your brother, 90 years old, and best wishes and congratulations to your daughter, who's getting engaged.
Especially to a Wisconsin fellow, and he's terrific. I love him. Thanks.
That's great. And you're coming to Madison in just a couple weeks for that party.
Yes, and I was out recently at Appleton for your Mensa Society up in Appleton in the Fox Cities, and had a great time.
Well, I hope to talk to you again on the radio soon. Thanks for being here. Richard Lederer, author of many books, including A Tribute to Teachers, Wit and Wisdom, Information and Inspiration About Those Who Change Our Lives. And you can pay tribute to Wisconsin Public Radio, help support the programs with a pledge of $100 or more if you would like this book. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you so much for all of your support during this pledge drive. Still time for you to get in your pledge, though, and pick up a copy of A Tribute to Teachers, 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.